Joining me live over the phone from the state capitol is Bryce Freeman. Bryce is the administrator with the Wyoming Office of Consumer Advocate. Good morning, Bryce. How are you today?
Good, thanks.
Hey, appreciate you giving us some of your time today talking about Rocky Mountain Power's IRP and the response to that from the Consumer Advocate Office. But first, just tell us what the Office of Consumer Advocate is and what your office does and what your role in that is.
Sure. Thanks, Duke. The Office of Consumer Advocate is a state-chartered entity that represents the interests of utility consumers and the citizens of the state in matters that come before the Public Service Commission. So we intervene in cases like the IRP and many others to ensure that the interests of consumers in receiving affordable and reliable utility services are represented.
Well, of course, the IRP for Rocky Mountain Power's had a big impact on our area, especially the Kemmer-Diamondville community, South Lincoln, and the entire Southwest Wyoming region, of course, with the power plant and what their propose is for the future. So what is the official stance on the IRP from the Office of Consumer Advocate?
Well, we believe that the utility has failed to carry its burden to prove that what they've got planned in the future for serving Wyoming customers will lead to maintaining affordable and reliable service in the future. And in the testimony that I filed in the case, I picked out the major things that I believe the company fell short in. If you look at the economics of their plan, if you just compare what they plan to do, which essentially is to begin retiring most of their coal-fired generation fleet, the majority of which actually is in Wyoming, either early or at least not thinking about any extensions of life extensions of those plants over the next 20 years. If you look at the economics of that as compared to just business as usual case, there's not much daylight there, in my opinion. You know, they didn't really do a business as usual analysis. Which was another one of my findings, is that they essentially assumed that the coal plants would retire, some of them early, and they didn't really give a look at what the future might look like if we just did business as usual. But so I picked out a case that they studied, and they studied a lot of cases in this IRP, but I picked out a case that looked to me like as close to business as usual as you could get. And over the next 20 years, their plan concludes that customers would save about 3.5% on their electric bills as a result of adopting this, what they call the preferred portfolio in the IRP. And to me, 3.5% over 20 years, there's a lot of things that can happen in the next 20 years. I just think that we need to have a more confidence in what they're doing before we commit to it.
Especially considering, and this was part of their release, especially considering that a month ago they asked for a 1% increase, correct?
Correct. That they have filed a rate case about a month ago in which they are seeking to recover, begin recovering their investment in what they call the Energy Vision 2020 program. And that has been adopted by the commission. It was approved last year. They're in the process of building a bunch of new transmission infrastructure in Wyoming, as well as new wind resources in Wyoming. So that will be the start of recovery of those investments that they're making.
We're discussing Rocky Mountain Power's proposed IRP this morning with Bryce Freeman, the administrator of the Office of Consumer Advocate. Bryce, you mentioned 3 points to your results of your office looking into this. Economics was one. Another concern has been reliability of these changes and whether or not getting out of coal is going to be able to sustain the energy demand.
That's correct. And I cannot overstate the importance of the reliability factor in the decision-making process that we're undertaking right now. There is a developing capacity shortage in the western United States, and maybe I should just note for the listeners that the electric system in the western United States is essentially one big machine. It's all interconnected. All the generation resources, all the transmission resources in the western United States are connected one way or the other. So when you have individual companies undertaking certain actions, that affects the actions that other utilities in the western United States can and will take. And there is a developing capacity shortage in the western United States. The study that I looked at, one of the studies that I looked at, was a study that was conducted by the Northwest Power Pool. And they estimate that we could be facing some fairly substantial capacity shortages as early as this summer, and they will get worse. I just think this is a bad time to be making wholesale changes to the way that we produce and deliver electric energy in Wyoming. We need to be very careful before we upset the apple cart with regard to reliability. The other aspect of reliability, frankly, is the fact that renewable resources just aren't the same thing as coal. The Western Electricity Coordinating Council, which is an organization that is responsible for coordinating the reliability of the bulk electric system throughout the western United States, recently completed a study that shows that eliminating coal in the western United States entirely will have substantial impacts on the reliability of the bulk transmission system. Some things, I don't want to get too far into the weeds, but fault current is substantially reduced. The ability of the system to react to and recover from contingencies on the system is diminished. So another reason to go slow, be very careful.
So, Bryce, when talking about this testimony with the investigation into the IRP, what does this mean? Does this can your office then ask for Rocky Mountain Power, Pacific Core, to file a new IRP? What does this investigation and this testimony actually do?
Well, what this testimony does is help the commission determine what they want to do with this IRP. I have suggested that the commission ought to reject this IRP, and I have enumerated a number of changes that the commission should require in the next IRP filing, which, by the way, is already under development at Pacific Corp, and the Office of Consumer Advocate is participating closely in the development of that IRP to make sure that through Pacific Corp stakeholder process, Wyoming utility consumers are represented there as the IRP gets developed. But in the end, what it really means is that in future cases where the utility wants to take a particular action, for example, build a new wind plant or a new solar plant or a new transmission line, or they want to retire an existing plant, what I've said is the commission ought not to rely on this IRP as a basis for doing that. So the utility will have to provide some other means of convincing the commission that this is the right thing, that those actions would be the right actions to undertake when they get to that point in the future.
So, Bryce, speaking specifically of the Naughton Power Plant in Kemmer, should the commission follow your recommendation to reject this IRP, would that potentially push back the proposed closure dates of the coal generation power plant?
Yes, it could. I would hesitate to say that it will, but the Naughton units 1 and 2, of course, unit 3 has already been retired and converted to burn natural gas, but Naughton units 1 and 2, when and if the company brings an application to retire those plants, the commission would say, well, how is this in the public interest? And the company, if the commission rejects the current IRP as a basis for that, the company would not be able to say, well, we found it to be advisable in our IRP. That would not be a basis upon which the company could rely in that instance.
Bryce Freeman, Administrator of the Wyoming Office of Consumer Advocate. Bryce, really appreciate your time. Anything else about this investigation, a testimony regarding the IRP you'd like to mention this morning?
I don't believe so. I would just quickly let your listeners know that we are also currently working on a rate increase application that was filed by Dominion Energy with regard to natural gas rates in your area of the state, and we'll be filing our testimony in that proceeding this week. So maybe you'd like to have me back on to talk about that case in the future.
All right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Bryce, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.